الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وضرب الله مثلًا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها من كل مكان، فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. Respected brothers, elders, if you have to think about every lecture that you listen to that pertains to the deen of Islam, then you can automatically say that every lecture is a current lecture, meaning that there is something in these divine words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and these comprehensive words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will have a direct relationship to our lives. So as far as we understand, every ayat of the Quran is current. Every hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is appropriate to the way that we are living. One primary reason why this is so is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He revealed the scriptures, the past kitabs, and then Allah ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif, He revealed it to the human being and the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't reveal it to the time that this kitab is from this year to this year and then there must be a new edition after a certain time. That is why you notice that some magazines, pamphlets that come out that have nasiha in it, they try not to put a date anymore there. Because the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the advices of deen do not expire. They don't have a shelf life. But to become a bit more focused, every one of us living in this time in South Africa have a few concerns. And we may wish that the deen must present those concerns of ours. They must give us solutions to these concerns that we have. So I will reiterate that primarily you and I must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He revealed, whether it is the Quran or He sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He sent all this to the human being. And if this human being in his self, wherever he is, in whichever time he is, in whatever condition he is, if he brings these teachings in his life, then his example can be just like Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. Absolutely content, comfortable, no worries, and no fears. Absolutely. And there are many other stories in the Quran. So time and place, halat, conditions, these don't really matter to a Muslim. Let's look at the situation outside. People are saying that the price of basic commodities have increased. Sugar, oil, flour, petrol. Prices are gone very high. Inflation has reached 10%. Very recently, they are speaking about a recession in South Africa. Crime is normal. There's a new word now. For other people in other parts of the world, it's abnormal. For us, it's normal. But we know what normal means. If it gets worse, then we may call it abnormal. But it's normal. And then, I may say that interest rates are going up. Now you'll know why I'm saying that at a later stage of this talk. All these things are happening around us, and then not forgetting load shedding. Very important. And what are the different views about load shedding? Sometime you can sit amongst the people and you'll hear the top, I mean, not the qualified accountants, but the accountants, that the normal people, when they get into the figures and the workings out, and how Eskom was supposed to plan and they didn't plan, and who's in charge, and how come they're in charge when they're not qualified. The normal people got all those solutions. So these are all the concerns that people carry in their minds at this moment. Now, the example of all these problems is the parable or the similitude of a young child telling his father that, "Daddy, there is no lights because the switch is not working. See, when I'm putting the switch on and off, it's feeling light. It's too light, so I think the switch is broken. That's why there's no lights." So the father turns around and tells the child that, "No, my son, the lights don't come from the switch. This is not where the lights come from. Maybe when you put the switch on and off, then the light appears and then it disappears. But this is not the source of the light. The source of the light is a powerhouse. And that is where this power is generated from. And if they put it off there, then we will not have lights." Now, exactly from a spiritual point of view,